Proclamation number 8949, dated the March 6, 1965. Confirmation of the prophecies. Don't let yourselves to be misled, even if the truth of my messages from above is doubted. It will not take long until you receive the confirmation of that which I constantly announce to you. Yet it is difficult to persuade people who are still too attached to the world and its commodities to accept them. But then the events will affect them even more, for they will have to relinquish everything and be thankful that they were still allowed to keep their life. It will be indeed be a time of severe trials for all people who will be affected by the natural disaster. Yet everyone who turns to me with complete faith will visibly receive my help. This is why you should not miss any opportunity to draw your fellow human beings' attention to my intervention, which, however, will also stop an appalling earthly event, and which will clearly show that this adversity is not inflicted on you by people, but that I myself determine the distress which every individual shall have to bear, and which will certainly not be any less grievous, yet will have to be regarded as the action of a higher power which no human being can fight with his own strength. And then you humans will have to decide as to whether you want to acknowledge such a power or whether you still deny it even then, and this alone will determine your future fate. For then you will be helped by a power which will totally enslave you. You will treat you fellow human beings in a ruthless manner and obtain everything you need at their expense in order to continue living your old way of life. And yet he will not release you from his control anymore. However, anyone who is profoundly faithful will not be abandoned. I myself will give him the necessary strength to persevere, because his love for his fellow human beings is evident, and the measure he will use will also be the measure he will receive, for nothing is impossible for me. And they will miraculously experience my help and humbly accept their situation. And the fact that it will come to pass is already specified in the scriptures and has been proclaimed by seers and prophets time and again. But there is no one left any longer who so firmly believes this that he will unreservedly commit himself to it. And even the recipients of my word experience moments when they feel slight doubts creeping up on them. Yet they will be repeatedly instructed by me to reveal themselves to their fellow human beings, and they certainly faithfully accomplish their work in my vineyard. For the one thing they are convinced of is that the time of the end has arrived, and therefore they also consider that my intervention will be possible. Especially since it is also confirmed in the scriptures that there will be an earthquake so mighty, such as has not been seen since men were upon the earth. Single quote. And thus all the prophecies will come true, because my word is truth and must fulfill itself. Only the day and hour has not been made known to you humans. And this is why you always postpone the event into the distant future without considering that one day the future will be the present, and thus, one day those people who happen to live at that time will be affected. Let it be said to all of you that the time granted to you on earth is only short, and therefore do not doubt my word which I transmit to earth, because I don't want you to remain ignorant of the events ahead of you. Because you still have time to change if you sincerely wanted to do so, but that you can also irrevocably fall into the opponent's hands again and be bound with him, so that you will have to cover the process through earthly creation once more. You cannot be warned of this often enough, because it is a bitter fate that you will have to bear again. Nevertheless, it cannot be avoided. For everything must be judged again and lawful order be re-established, so that the spiritual substances which are still bound in the form can also be helped to travel the path of return to me one day in the state of self-awareness, which therefore requires a total transformation of the earth's surface. Amen.